This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Tracy McClure. Chaldean Bishop Antoine Odo of Aleppo, Syria, is appealing to Christians the world over to pray and work for peace to bring to an end the two-year conflict that is tearing his country apart. In a brief interview with me ahead of Christmas, Bishop Odo wanted to impart this Christmas message.
Syria has lost peace since nearly 2 years, but we as Christians can live in peace and joy every time when we pray and suffer with the poor and serve them. Emmanuel, enlight our darkness and drive away our fears. Christmas, time of peace and joy.
In these difficult times, the Church is nevertheless doing its best, he says, to help the needy and the poor in Aleppo.
We are helping with different programs, the poor family, the children, different activities in different centers of the city with Caritas and other organizations.
What are some of the greatest needs right now of the Christians as they're awaiting Christmas?
Yes, I think first of all, it's very, very cold in Aleppo. We don't have any fuel, any mazout. It's very expensive, especially in the hospitals, in the schools, of course, in the houses. It's really a real problem, this problem of fuel. And we don't have electricity. And if we have to use generators, it needs the fuel, mazout, and it's very expensive. And I can say about the bread, about all the people became generally poor in Syria.
Regardless of what their social status was before the war, are many people there in Aleppo forced to have to leave their homes?
Before everybody was living correctly without famine, but now even the middle class is living like poor in Aleppo.
And how much damage is there in Aleppo now to people's homes? Have many Christians been forced to leave their neighborhoods and their houses?
Generally, especially in some dangerous, perilous areas, they were obliged to leave their home, to go with their relatives, to be in a secure situation. How much we can speak about 1,000 or 2,000 persons, Christians, Aleppo. Outside, we can say all those who are rich families left to Lebanon to send their children to the schools. They have the possibility to can travel, to rent a house, and to send their children to the school. Those are the rich families. I think the majority left Aleppo. Let us say between the Christians, something like 5 to 10% of the Christians. But generally, who are staying here are the poor people.
You say that it's hard to even find bread. Where are people getting food?
Sometimes there is some organizations distributing food. But for 3 weeks, it was very difficult to can have bread, and you have to pay a kilo of bread, you have to pay something like $4. It's very expensive for us. With $4, a family can live a day. It's a very dramatic situation, yes.
Can I ask you, what is the relationship of the people of Aleppo with the various warring sides, if you will, the government troops and the rebels on the other side?
Really, it's a very complicated question. Christians want peace reconciliation. They don't want to be inside or with the other sides. This is our message of reconciliation. We have to respect each other and to develop the sense of citizenship and accept the difference of the others, not to oblige everybody to follow my thinking or my way of life.
What would you like to say to Christians listening around the world to this interview with you, Bishop Odo? What would you like them to do or to think about this Christmas?
First of all, I ask prayers to pray for us. The problem of Syria is not only a problem of our country. There is an international level. There is a regional level. So everybody has to do what he can to ask peace and reconciliation. And the war is not the solution.